You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
What's your position the Bat Vigilante in Gotham?
Daily Planet. Wait, do I own this one? Or is that the other guy?
Civil liberties are being trampled on in your city. Good people living in fear.
Don't believe everything you hear, son.
I've seen it, Mr. Wayne. He thinks he's above the law.
The Daily Planet criticizing those who think they're above the law is a little hypocritical. Wouldn't you say? Considering every time your hero saves a cat out of a tree, you write a puff piece editorial about an alien who, if he wanted to, could burn the whole place down. There wouldn't be a damn thing we could do to stop it.
Most of the world doesn't share your opinion, Mr. Wayne.
Maybe it's the Gotham City in me, and we just have a bad history with freaks dressed like clowns.
Welcome to the Crespodome.
Here we go. It is time for another bonus episode of Cinema Crespediso. I am your host, Chris Crespo. How's it going, guys? I appreciate you downloading and listening. Yes, this is another bonus episode for the week. Isn't it crazy? Sometimes we don't put out too many episodes, and sometimes we crank out the content. I guess it's one of those weeks. You guys are lucky. You're welcome. Because we're doing a spoiler bonus episode on Batman v Superman : Dawn of Justice, and with me, as always, is the co-host and co-producer of the show, Drew Cogburn.
What up, dude? The Nazis.
That's how you want to label them.
they're Nazi supporters, Chris.
It's just a supporters.
They're Nazi supporters.
No word. This is not a Nazi app. Nothing to do with Nazis with this app.
I highly doubt that. But anyway, right. So
I'll give you this one instead.
That's cool, too. So what are we talking about, Chris? What are we doing here?
We're talking about that Batman v Superman : Dawn of Justice,
That BVS : DOJ?
BVS : Doge. Bivs Doge.
The Beavis Dodge?
The Beavis Dodge. Welcome to the Beavis Dodge spoiler bonus episode. We just saw it. It is still fresh.
Yeah, like less than an hour old.
Less than an hour old, so these are our hot thoughts. Mm-hmm. You don't always get the hot thoughts. Sometimes you wait a couple days, let it stew. I feel like this is one where we got to get our initial thoughts down.
Okay.
Because there's just so much.
There's a lot of nonsense going on in this fucking movie.
And this is a big deal. This is a big movie. It's going to make like $150, $160 million this weekend. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are going to go see it. And, I think a lot of our listeners are going to want to know what we thought about it.
Yeah.
So they can contrast and compare to what they thought about it.
Correct.
So, going into the movie, my expectations had lowered considerably.
So low.
Yeah. There were already... People who followed us for a while know that we've been skeptical, is, I think, fair to say.
For the last 2 years?
Yeah. With the developments in terms of how are they going to get so many characters in here? What are they doing? It feels like they're going too far down the road. They're not a... Anyway. We were skeptical, but I feel like I was hopeful for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
More so than you.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But, like, in the last week, the reviews started coming out from all the critic screenings, and they were pretty poor, sitting around 31%, last I checked, on the Rotten Tomatoes. So 31% of reviews out there are positive. And so my expectations were, like, how bad can this be now?
Yeah.
Because now it is ranked. It has a lower Rotten Tomatoes score than I think that movie, The Room.
Ooh, apparently that was not very good.
It's barely watchable. It's barely watchable. It is just over that line of so bad it's good. Like, it just barely makes it there.
This movie's watchable.
I think it's more than watchable. I think it's not even... People are saying it's the worst comic book movie.
No. Worst superhero movie. No, there have been worse.
Man, it's not...
There have been so much worse.
It's not even the worst Superman movie.
No.
And it's not even the worst Batman
movie. No, it's not. It isn't.
No.
It is not the worst of either of those franchises.
So I think there's been a bit of an overreaction, I gotta say.
Correct.
I think there has been. Because I would say, to put it politely, the movie is a mixed bag.
Yes.
You know?
Correct.
Things I liked...
Things I did not.
Yeah, things that made me scratch my head. Like, what's going on? So, I guess, should we just start from
there? Let's just go.
First off, we
start off with fucking Birth of Batman for the umpteenth billion time.
I know. At least they did it in the opening credits. Like, yeah. At least they got it out of the way.
Yeah.
So to speak. But, yeah. And also opening up with Batman, for the most part, for like a good two-thirds of the movie.
In all reality,
it's a Batman movie. It's more of a Batman movie than it is a Superman movie.
It really does. It feels more like a Batman movie.
Yeah, the more his story and how he reacts to Superman.
Yeah,
what he does about it.
I mean, there's a little bit of that side of it, but not nowhere nearly as developed on the Superman side.
No, it's not. It's
he's almost like a passing thought.
Yeah, he's a supporting character in his own movie. Yeah, but you know what? Batman brings in the bucks. That's why.
Yeah.
People like Batman more than like Superman.
Well,
that's just
Superman's
the way.
A fucking goody two-shoes.
Superman's a goody two-shoes. Not Zack Snyder Superman.
No.
He's a goody two-shoes, but he's also conflicted about it.
Well, yeah.
He wants to do good, but he's like...
Well, he understands the whole Spider-Man thing, you know, with great power comes great responsibility.
Right, that he's like, should I be taking this responsibility on? Can I handle it? You know, am I going to get people... Okay, so... So let's start with the the comedian plays Batman's dad.
Uh-huh, and gets shot. I'll tell you, one part that I did like in that scene...
Let me guess. Can I say?
Yeah.
It's when the bead was on the gun, and the guy shot the gun, and it broke the necklace.
Yes, that was really, really cool.
Yeah, that was...
The first time I saw that, I was like, oh, Zack Snyder, you motherfucker, you still got that shit.
Yeah, because, yeah, that's the thing. We have seen now...
I've seen that thing done so many times, and even just that shot... tells the entire story.
Right. The gun breaks the bead. Exactly. It does. And we've seen this setup so many times. We've seen this origin story, but it's the first time we've seen that particular image.
Yes.
So it's good for them striving to find something new in old material.
And they found it.
And
they did
find it there visually. Yeah, yeah. I did. I love that shot. And then it cuts to...
Metropolis.
Years later.
No.
Oh, also.
No, it's Metropolis. It's the day of the Superman fight with Zod.
Yeah, so I'm saying years later. Years after Batman.
Yeah.
Bruce Wayne has now grown up into an old curmudgeon Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say this, though. The font for the credits, the opening credits, a little baffling. How understated all the title font was, and the way it came up in the corner as they're walking out of the theater, it looked more like the opening credits for like Carol than a Batman versus Superman movie. You know, think of the Superman credits where it's like the huge letters swooping at you. The Dark Knight movies didn't have opening credits. Did the original Batman anyway? So that was like, that's fucking strange. So yeah, then cut to smash cut, boom, Metropolis.
Super the original Batman credits.
And it had that title card.
It looks around. You keep going through these caverns, and you don't know what it is until it zooms out to the Batman logo.
Yeah, epic logo. And then it had an opening card where it said Metropolis, and then it comes in underneath that, like, the day the world met the Superman or something like that. I was like, this is weirdly formal.
Uh-huh.
And then it's the ground level perspective of that huge Superman Zod fight where they pretty much address, this movie is addressing
the fact that they destroyed an entire city.
Yeah, and people are like, why would they do that? So many people died making that, in that scene. So they're like, all right, well, then we'll just make a whole fucking movie about that.
Yeah.
About you people complaining about that shit. So Bruce Wayne shows up as Ben Affleck as Bruce Wayne. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to go ahead and say right here up the top, I wasn't one of the people that was like doubting the casting. I always thought he would be fine. I wasn't like, oh my god, this is amazing, that's a genius idea, but it's Ben Affleck, I think he'll be fine. I thought he was good.
Yeah, no, he was.
I liked him.
He's not even the worst Batman.
No, not even close. Not the worst Batman or Bruce Wayne. I dug it.
He's a believable Bruce Wayne.
He was believable. I dug what he was doing. He has the physicality because he's such a big dude, you know, but he's only 41, so he can still move around a bit.
Yeah.
I was like, man, this guy, this is good. This is
fine. That suit added like probably 3 inches of muscle.
Yeah, because they did. I like how
the buff suits.
Yeah, they have Alfred like working on the suit, and it's like, oh, there's a layer of like metal underneath the whole thing because it's like a computer system and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the attention to detail and stuff like that. And he takes the mic and he holds it up to his throat, and it's like, oh, so it's a vocal modulator thing he's got going on, which is I thought that worked. For a Batman voice, what's he going to do for a Batman voice?
I'm totally fine. Actually, that was probably one of the better ways of doing the Batman voice.
Yeah, because he just talks normal and then they distort it. Yeah.
As opposed to fucking Christian Bale doing like this the whole time.
Oh man, he just blew out people's eardrums. Sorry, folks. But yeah, that's what he was doing. Give me the detonator. It's like, even Michael Keaton was like, I'll just bring it down a bit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The voice modulation definitely worked better.
George Clooney was like, hey, I'm George Clooney.
Yeah.
I'm not changing anything. I'm
still Bruce Wayne.
They just told me I'm Batman and I'm here. I just showed up on the set. And now I'm wearing this ridiculous suit with nipples and a sculpted butt.
Yep.
So it's a fight. Bruce Wayne shows up. He's trying to get to his building in Metropolis where he has a company there.
Yep. He has to drive a Jeep.
He calls up. And he gets, like, the manager or whatever, the main guy, the guy who's running the whole thing, he gets him on the phone.
You guys need to leave now.
He's like, you guys need to leave the building now.
And everybody's just standing at the windows, like, watching this giant clusterfuck go on.
And it looked like they're still working. People in the background. Yeah, because he's on the phone. He's like, you need to leave. And then he looks out the window, and that whole world engine thing, all the madness, it's, like, 4 blocks away. Yeah.
Dude,
it's
seriously,
right
the second that world engine thing showed up, I would have been like, boss, I'm leaving.
Peace. Like, no, you need to finish those reports. Yeah. There's
Fuck
a thing
you.
Happening out there. That's the yeah. And then he was like, "We need the boss says we gotta go. Time to go." He was waiting for the boss to let you
Apparently.
Go. Oh my god!
And Scoot got his fucking legs taken off.
Scoot shows up, but he's half a man, more like 3/4 of a man. I mean, from a knee down, what's that?
Both legs.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah,
that's 75%. He's still got 75% of a body
for the most part.
Yeah, if they got him at the waist,
oh,
then I'd give you a 50% man. Even then, he got arms. I don't know. Yeah. So, Scoot does show up as a random guy who had his legs crushed, and then he gets used. He gets double used.
Yes. Yes, he does. Oh,
poor Scoot.
Poor Scoot.
Poor Scoot got double used by Lex Luthor and by a junior senator.
Whoever from Kentucky.
Why did they make her a junior senator? Why not give her the...
Nope. Junior senator from Kentucky.
It just seems weird. Like, that's such a weird detail. Why can't this person have slightly more authority to be having these kind of hearings? I'm calling Superman to the Capitol, and I'm running this shit. You're the juniors. You got elected last year, and this is your first year, and you're running this shit?
Yes.
So Bruce Wayne goes to Metropolis, and all the shit's going down. He's like, oh my god, this is all terrible. And so he blames, that's what, you know, I mean, that's all in the trailers too, right?
Yeah,
that's
all that part.
All that shit's establishing. And then the next hour of the movie is just the slow build-up to their eventual fight. Even more than an hour?
Yeah.
There is a lot
of build.
A lot of build, a lot of elements being put into place. There's the whole thing with Lex Luthor, and... Okay, we gotta talk about Lex Luthor.
So there's the whole thing with Lex Luthor.
I don't know about any of that, dude. I appreciate that they were going for something different.
Uh-huh.
Totally different.
Yes.
This is Lex Luthor reimagined as he's a modern, early, like, 30s.
Early 30s kid who happens to be a genius and his dad died and left him a bunch of money.
Right, like, so he's running the company.
A lot of money.
That's what Lex for.
Yeah.
So he's running the company now. Trying to fill daddy's shoes, but that's barely touched upon. You know?
Barely.
Like he's like, I haven't changed his office. You know, like, okay, we get it. You want to be, you know, live up to your abusive father. But the whole, the weird manicness of him, that thing where he's like giving the speech at the function, and then he lost it?
Yeah.
Just sort of rambling? And then, and people are like, what's this guy's problem?
Yeah.
When that scene happened, I was like, oh, they're going this route. Like he is... Issues. He's got serious mental issues.
Yes.
You think it's the type of thing where he's like too smart for his own good?
Yes.
That's what's going on?
Yes.
He can't handle everything.
He can't handle everything going on. Yeah.
Up in there.
Well, I mean, he's obviously operating on another level.
Yes, because he does so many things.
And he is. I mean, he is like a mixture between Lex Luthor and the Joker. Like,
a little, yeah.
With the stuff he was doing, it was.
The way he was setting people up, the way he set up Scoot.
The way he set up everybody. He set up fucking Superman and Batman.
But he even told Superman. He was like, Superman could see it coming. He's like, this is how I'm setting you up. I took your mom.
Yep. And I just tried to kill your girlfriend.
Hey, those Polaroids of like Diane Lane with the gag in her
super
mouth.
Super creepy.
Yeah, dude. That's like, you guys went really far with that. I felt sorry for Diane Lane. It's like having to sit there on that set that they are now looking like, oh man. I don't know.
Yeah, right witch on her head.
Yeah. I was like, this is straight out of a horror film. That's crazy. That's really... We're just going to jump around because this movie's insane.
Well, the movie kind of jumps around too, though, like this.
It does.
I mean, at one point in time, there is a a dream sequence slash time travel something alternate universe thing going on.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Okay, first off, they established dream sequences right in the beginning when it turns out that the whole Bruce Wayne recreation of the murder and the funeral thing ends up being, because he's like floating up into the bats and he's going up to the sky. Mm-hmm.
And you're like, that's not...
When that was happening, I was like, what the fuck is going on? And then in the dream, I was like, oh, okay.
No, that is actually a panel from Speeding Bullets.
Okay.
When
he floats up?
Yeah, well, because in Speeding Bullets, it's Superman gets found by the Wayne family.
Right.
So he becomes Batman.
Mm-hmm.
So in that scene, he actually, he doesn't float up with the bats. He decides to fly like the bats.
Oh, you think it was an allusion to that?
It's... I can show you the panel.
Maybe. That's weird.
They alluded to a lot of nonsense. They alluded to the fucking... the Red Sun stuff with fucking the Superman guards and fucking...
That is where that comes from, yeah.
Yeah, that's from Red Sun.
The idea of a tyrannical Superman that people bow down to.
Exactly, yeah.
Which was then used in another dream sequence.
Yes.
Which that one starts with... Batman looking out over the desert and seeing the giant Omega sign that's a symbol for Darkseid.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that? Fuck! Why is Batman seeing Dream? What's going on? And then, was it... No, so which is the one where it's the dream within a dream?
I think it's the one...
Not the desert sequence, right?
No, not the desert... Wait, yeah, the desert sequence. Where Batman's...
Because he's...
Batman's wearing a jacket...
The desert Batman. He's got a duster.
So ridiculous.
Batman's wearing a duster. He pulls out a pistol. He's like, pop, 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 pop. Batman with a gun is weird looking, man. It's weird. So then at the end of that one,
That was the Red Sun sequence.
That's right. Because he punches Batman. Like, he takes his mask off and he punches him in the chest. He's like, oh, and then he wakes up at his desk. And then, like, the computer's freaking out, and there's a guy, like, halfway sticking out of the computer.
Am I too early? You're right!
Yeah, what was that all about? So what's going on there?
Well, no, exactly! So, like, it almost seemed like that was a possible future.
Uh-huh. The tyrannical future.
Yeah, the tyrannical future, and somehow somebody traveled back before the time split. And but he came back, I don't know, too early? Or too late? Or whatever.
So he couldn't get through.
But he was trying to give Bruce Wayne a message that you were right about Superman. You were right the whole time.
In his dream state.
Yeah, Lois is the key. Lois is the key.
Yeah.
And then, boom, then he wakes up again.
But then she really didn't end up being the key all that much.
Yeah, no, not really.
Because the reason Batman, who does end up during the Batman v Superman fight, he gets Superman in a position where he can stab him with his kryptonite spear and kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Lois shows up.
Their mothers have the same name.
And reveals to them that their mothers have the same name. He's like, oh, he's got a mom too. I have a mom. He has a mom. We gotta save moms. My mom's dead. You can see it all in his eyes. He's like, my mom's dead. Is his mom gonna die?
I'm not gonna let Superman's mom die.
We're like, we're bros now, bro. I'm gonna go save your mom, I promise you.
And he does.
And he does. Because he made a promise. Yeah. Batman keeps his promises. He does a lot of fucked up things, but he keeps his promises. When he can. So Lois then wasn't really the key. I mean, she helped Batman understand what Superman was saying, but he was already being thrown off guard. He was like, gotta help Martha. It's like, why are you saying that?
Yeah,
that was weird. So Martha was the key, not Lois, right?
Sure.
The key to getting them to
come together.
Mm-hmm. Come together. So then that's all happening because Lex. Because Lex Luthor's running the whole show. He kidnapped the mom. Meanwhile, he's made, in the first hour, he made some, for whatever reason, a deal with a random senator, to get access to the
kryptonite.
The kryptonite, well, the crashed Kryptonian ship.
Yeah.
And then he gets Zod's body, which he then...
Turns into Doomsday.
And he's like, this is your Doomsday! And I was like, ah, guys, come on. You're...
Yeah, well...
Should have left him nameless.
They totally did that.
He should have left him nameless. I mean, it's not like...
By the time the end of the movie comes around, they couldn't leave him nameless. They had to make him Doomsday, because he did what Doomsday did.
He did. He killed Superman.
Spoiler!
Well, it's a spoiler bonus. All right, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
So Lex is behind everything. He's doing the whole crazy manic thing, and I appreciated that they were going for something different, but I don't know if I necessarily liked it. Like, I liked it at times.
Okay.
But other times I was like, I don't know.
He made for a fun Lex Luthor, I thought.
At least it was different.
Yeah.
It was different. Kevin Spacey.
It was somebody else's interpretation of Lex Luthor.
I mean, he can't be Gene Hackman, and Gene Hackman was bored with it by the time he came back for like fucking that horrible, horrible Superman 4.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey was like, I don't know. He was just Kevin Spacey. He was like, whatever. At least Eisenberg was doing something. For sure. I do want to say this. What I loved. 100% every aspect of this part of this movie that I loved unconditionally is Wonder Woman.
I'm gonna have to agree with you. She was probably the best part of the movie.
She was fucking awesome. She was such a badass. I kind of wish that they didn't, like, the moment where she saves Batman from the Doomsday Blast.
Yeah.
With the fucking her bracelet thing. Yeah. But then she, like, what, did she fire it back at the energy? Did she absorb the energy and fire it back?
Fired it back.
So awesome. So cool.
Pretty boss.
I wish they didn't show it in the trailer, because that was, like, an awesome... Because that's the first time she's in the movie in her Wonder Woman costume.
Yeah, as Wonder Woman. Doing... Well, not the first time you see her as Wonder Woman, because you see the picture.
That picture's awesome!
With fucking Chris... But the first time I saw it, I was like, is that fucking Chris Pine?
Is that Chris Pine? Yeah, he's cast in the Wonder Woman movie, which takes place in World War One, in the 1918. And I think he's cast as the love interest.
Sure.
He's the love interest that she has to save.
Okay.
And maybe he dies.
Probably.
And then that's why she's like, I turned my back on humans 100 years ago. No, she was so awesome. And, so when Bruce Wayne's going through the Lex files, and it's like metahumans, and then I was like, oh, that's nice of LexCorp to whip up a bunch of logos for these
characters. I know exactly. It looked like, that's the Wonder Woman logo. Yeah. That's the Cyborg logo. Yeah. I was like, I know who all these guys are.
Yeah, Flash and Aquaman. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's going to be so cool.
Good job, LexCorp.
These guys are going to be so happy when LexCorp is like, here are some free logos for your t-shirts and hats and stuff that you can now merchandise yourself. Oh, yeah. Aquaman's like, thanks, bro.
Thanks, LexCorp.
This guy is pretty cool. I like when it's like, so that's, he clicks on the Wonder Woman file, and then he scrolls down. It says Belgium 1918, and she's there with the soldiers, and she's like wearing that outfit. That I don't know why it looks cool. It does, though, I think. And then the music kicks in. It's like the drums.
Yeah, I was about to say. And then it gets all metal for a second.
It's like, wah. And Bruce Wayne's like,
that's what everybody's like. Everybody's like, oh. I mean, dude, in the theater, people clapped when Wonder Woman got on the first time.
Yeah, with the in her outfit. Yeah, totally, because she's so awesome. But then when she like makes that when that happened over the picture, it's like, I was thinking, ooh, I hope that's the Wonder Woman theme.
Me too.
I hope that's her
like
music.
All drummy and metal. Yeah, hell yeah.
And then when she saves them later with the bracelets and stuff, and she's like standing up slowly, the music kicks in. She has an awesome theme too. This is great. She was awesome. And then like she just broke out the lasso during the Doomsday fight. Like no explanation,
at the end. It was
like,
at the very end.
Very end. She just busts out the glowing lasso.
The funny thing was, like, she was the one who fought Doomsday the most.
Yeah, she held it down. She like, had to hold it down. I mean,
Batman couldn't really fight Doomsday because he's just a man.
He's just a man. All you could do is like run around and distract
Superman
Doomsday.
Had to go save his bitch.
Yeah, they go save Lois.
And grab a spear real quick.
With kryptonite on it, which made things a little difficult for the guy. Yeah. He had to get pulled out of the water, Superman the movie style.
So he had to, she had to hold it down against Doomsday for a good fucking 15 minutes.
She was like running around, slicing him up, cut off his fucking hand.
Which it grew back.
With the bone spikes.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Okay, so I love Wonder Woman unconditionally, everything about her. Doomsday is another matter.
They tried to stay true to the comics.
I hate the design. I hate the way he looks, especially when he first pops out.
He looks like
the cave troll from the first Harry Potter movie or the first Lord of the Rings movies. That looked like a design that was laying around for 15 years and it's been used.
Only until his final like form after fucking Super Saiyans a couple times.
So that's the thing, yeah. I do, and it's weird because this isn't in to get comic book y. One of the few like comic book nerd things I am pretty good at is the whole
Death
of Superman storyline, and he is never defeated. He dies at the end of that
when he kills Superman, Superman kills him at the same time.
Yeah.
And then later, Cyborg Superman straps him to an asteroid and sends him out into outer space, mm-hmm. right? And then it's revealed at that point that he's alive. And apparently, you know, Doomsday has come back in future. You know, they brought the character back. Mm-hmm. This is a popular character. Yeah. Dude who kills Superman. And then they built into his mythology, every time he is killed, he comes back bigger and stronger and with more, like, his bones sticking out of his body. Yeah. His bone shards. And they introduced that into this movie. He got nuked. He got all fucked up. And then, like you said, he's super saiyaned out. Like, he ripped off his skin, yeah. and he was bigger underneath. And he had more shards on him. And I was like, okay, you know what? The design's getting better. As the movie gets on. So is a stupid face.
Yeah.
But his body design is getting better. And then, you know, I don't know about the blasting of out of his
mouth, too.
Yeah, that's weird. When he's blasting and Superman's eye blasting, and they do the thing where it meets in the middle, and it's like whose blast is stronger?
That fight scene was pretty cool.
No, yeah, it was all because it's Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
When the movie started, I'm thinking if there's anything that's going to be good about this, it's going to be the visuals and it's going to be the action. And that was all pretty much on point.
Yeah.
But when they're and they're eye blasting each other, and it's like he's got his mouth open, like, I was like, I don't know. It's like, I want it to be cool. Like, I kind of like it, but it also looks a little corny.
Yeah.
You know, and that it's just that feeling that kind of permeated a lot of stuff. A lot of things here and there throughout the movie. But overall, it's like...
Overall, it's still a big, jumbled mess.
It is a hot mess. It is such a hot mess. And it feels long at 2.5 hours.
It does.
And I think it's because of that long buildup. Because then once... Batman v Superman, once that shit starts going
down.
Oh,
it's on, yeah.
The rest of the movie is like,
boom. Yeah.
All the way up until the last very dour 5 minutes.
Yes, well, Superman dies.
What the fuck?
Fucking Doomsday. When I heard Doomsday was in this movie, the first thing in my head, I was like, are they really gonna kill Superman?
All right, now here's the thing.
I was like, they could, but there's no, seriously? They're gonna fucking kill Superman?
In Superman Returns, they already did the fake out Superman death with the Daily Planet newspaper, the headline, Superman dead, right? They did that already. And then the fact that they were gonna have a Doomsday in this, I was like, you know what? No, he's not gonna die. I didn't think he was gonna die. And, even when at the end, I was like, what's going to happen? How is he going to... What, is he going to pop up out of the castle? Or are they going to do something? Is Wonder Woman going to have something? Like, I can bring him back. So what's up with the shot then? Where the last shot is the dirt on top of the casket.
Starting to rise.
And immediately the dirt starts to rise. And then it cuts to black, like, boom.
Yeah.
Like that. He's just coming back to life?
Well, he did have to battle through all that nonsense in the afterlife, if you remember the comic books.
But are they going to be talking about that shit? Well, yeah, the funeral for a friend stuff? Yeah. Are they going to branch out?
And here's... Exactly.
That's
here's
so much story.
Well, I mean, DC does have that Flash show. Do they have... They have other ones too, right?
Yeah, Flash, they have Arrow, and...
They
have to be behind Gotham on Fox as well. Yeah, all the shows. Supergirl, they have shows on spread out on a whole bunch of networks.
I guarantee you all those shows could benefit from a quote-unquote world without a Superman storyline.
Oh, yeah. Introduce that. Yeah, sure. But those worlds don't cross over, though. Those worlds don't... As opposed to Marvel... The DC movie world and the TV world are being kept separate.
Okay.
Which is why we got Ezra Miller as the Flash.
Yeah, I was about to say, that wasn't, the other guy.
Not the TV Flash. Ezra Miller's the movie Flash. So, they can't, they're not, well, I mean, could they? No, they're not going to roll with that, though. But they are doing their own crossover stuff. There's a Supergirl Arrow, no, Supergirl Flash crossover.
Cool.
They're going to race.
Good for them.
Yeah. Who wins, Drew?
The Flash.
Really? Faster than Supergirl? Is it because she has tits? Are you being racist? No, yeah. Sexist, I mean.
No.
Back to the movie. So.
Because Flash is faster than Superman.
Flash is faster than Superman? Oh, I know that. Honestly, did I know that? I guess, I mean, if he's got one superpower, he's got to be better than the guy who can do everything. that makes sense. Okay. Poor Flash. It's like, well, you can run how fast? God damn it. I'm still the only second fastest guy. So yeah, Doomsday, I was like, so like Lex Luthor, I was like, Doomsday, I was like, ugh. Batman though.
Batman was pretty okay, yeah.
Gets a thumbs up from me for sure.
Yeah.
As well as goddamn
Jeremy Irons.
I could listen to Jeremy Irons all
he
day.
He was definitely like a more active Alfred. He was like commando Alfred.
Yeah, I felt like he could like probably 20 years ago when Batman was first starting, Alfred might have like helped him out physically here and there real quick.
Yeah, maybe.
Ex-commando background. Uh-huh. Like Michael Caine played Alfred like with a, like a, as if he had a ex-military background, but you're still Michael Caine.
Yeah.
Like Jeremy Irons has got that, he's got that lithe look to him.
Uh-huh.
I feel like he could handle himself still.
Yeah, you maybe.
Know? You know, at least maybe fight with another old man.
Yeah.
Like he could probably beat up Michael Caine.
Probably.
Michael Caine's pretty old. but yeah, man, he was awesome, as were all his like sweet shirts and vest combos and stuff. Like, man, he was dressed good.
Well, I mean, dude, he's Bruce Wayne's butler. He of course, he's going to be dressing well.
He's a butler for a billionaire, yes, and he's going to want to look well. But yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's better than the fucking the black suits and shit, the butler suit.
Oh.
You can let him like do his own thing.
No.
He was awesome. I loved him. Loved Batman. Henry Cavill's fine again as Superman. I think he's an acceptable Superman. You know, again, he was kind of relegated to supporting character in his own movie.
Yeah.
So I feel like he got some to do.
Some stuff.
Not enough. They're focusing more on Batman and his thing.
Yeah.
And his struggle with, well, what do I do with this guy? Am I going too far? Preemptive strike? That whole type of thing.
Well, but you kind of have to go that route because we're not, I mean, we're just humans watching this movie. We're trying to put ourselves in the movie. We probably relate more with Batman because he's fucking human.
That's true. Like, man, how's he gonna do it? And then he fucking kicks Superman's ass, dude.
Oh, does he ever?
He's kicking him and punching him around and throwing him around and shit.
Yeah.
He's got like a rope around his fucking ankle and he's spinning around through columns and stuff.
What the fuck?
That was fucking crazy.
He was about to fucking stick that spear right into his toe.
Into his heart. He was totally gonna kill him. The action was good. Like, their fight was good. It lived up to the billing.
Yeah.
The title billing of being a Batman versus Superman fight. The final action scene where Wonder Woman shows up and go against Doomsday was good.
Mm-hmm.
That last 5 minutes, though, man, when it's all like, Superman's dead, everyone's sad, oh, he had a ring for Lois, and now she's wearing the ring, oh, the ring's gonna be and then the whole time I'm thinking, he's gotta come back somehow.
It's fucking Superman.
Well, I guess now they're gonna have to explain it in another movie.
Great.
And the Justice League movie, I guess?
Maybe the opening credits.
The opening credits will explain why Superman comes back. Please. Just get it done in the first two minutes of the movie.
Please, please.
Just fly through it.
Please, because I don't want to know what kind of batshit nonsense they come up with.
He's like, guys, I'm back. He's got to fight through
death.
He's got to fight through death. He's got to go through the afterlife with his father.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened in the comic book.
Oh.
And he leads them to back to the light. It's just... It's like a bummer to go out on a note like that.
Yeah, going out on the death of Superman.
Yeah, it's like, oh. But then it's like, oh, and then the dirt's coming. We know he's coming back, right? Easter Sunday, watch Superman die and then come back free. He died to save mankind, and now watch him rise again.
Mm-hmm. He's a savior.
He is a savior. Yeah, he's our Red Keep savior. Mm-hmm. Thank God. Thanks, Superman. Thanks, Superman.
Thanks, Superman for Superman.
Thanks, Supes for Supes.
He's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all in one.
And then at the funeral, for whatever reason, Bruce Wayne is like,
We need a Justice League.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, you and me and all the other metahumans, we need to get together. Because I had a weird double dream where there was a giant Omega in the sand that I haven't told anybody about. It wasn't explained.
It wasn't explained to me.
It wasn't explained to me. And if you don't know anything about DC comic lore, then you will have no idea what it meant. But I have a feeling something's coming.
I have a feeling.
Because if you don't know anything about comic book lore, you will not know, like you said, if the Omega is a symbol. That's dark side.
Dark side Omega symbol. He sent that to her first, and then he went to see Lex, right?
Yeah.
He visited Lex in prison, where we finally got the Chrome Dome Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
I like that. I like when they shaved his head. It's like, so that's why he has a shaved head in this one. Because he went to fucking prison.
Yep. And he almost got Bat-branded.
That was funny. Batman shows up.
No, that was after. He did the Lex thing before the funeral.
Okay.
Because the last scene was... Because they talked... And then it went
to Lois Lane.
Lois Lane dropping dirt, and then dirt rising, and then cut.
Cut. Okay, so that's how he knows like something's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Like, listen, we gotta get the other metahumans, because Lex Luthor is like, something's coming. He tells him straight up. He says he's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And in the moment, I was like, how the fuck does Lex know anything? What's he talking about? But then I remembered. When he went into the Kryptonian ship, the Kryptonian ship was like, here's a library that has knowledge from all the civilizations of all throughout the galaxy.
He knows about Darkseid.
Yeah, so he knows. He knows. That shit, whatever he learned in there, had to have made him even crazier.
Oh.
Because he probably
infinitely
learned,
more.
He learned some shit that his human, yeah. even his human mind couldn't wrap itself around. Uh-huh. Right? So that's why he knows something's coming.
Yeah.
And then he was doing that, he was like, ding, ding, ding. That's
yeah, because the bell tolls, my friend.
I guess. Okay.
It tolls for thee.
So weird. So they start shooting Justice League in like 2 weeks. Two or 3 weeks to get started. They're ready in pre-pro. Get ready to do pro.
Word.
And then the post-pro. In like 2 years. A year. Coming out 2018. Justice League Part 1.
2 years.
Chris Terrio, who co-wrote this one, wrote the script for that.
So when are they doing the Wonder Woman movie, or is that already done?
Or is that later this year? 2017. Wonder Woman comes out next year.
So it's already filmed?
Yeah. Well, they're filming now. It's in production. If you go online, you can search Wonder Woman footage.
So it'll be done in 2 weeks, so she can go to Justice League?
You know, they'll figure out the schedule. I'm sure they had that worked out. They got that worked out somehow. If you go online, they release like a minute of footage, and it's like it's her riding on a horse, going at a bunch of like soldiers.
Sounds pretty cool.
She's like swinging her sword. They got guns, and she's like, "Fuck you, I'm Wonder Woman." Uh-huh. She doesn't say that, but you know that's pretty what much. She's thinking. Yeah. She's fucking 1,000-year-old Amazonian warrior princess.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Pretty cool.
AKA Diana Prince.
Yeah. Which she only said. Never said her full name in the movie.
Is it Miss Prince?
Miss Prince once. Never called her Wonder Woman.
Nope.
And you know, okay, so I did like how they worked in. One of the biggest things I was thinking about going to the movie. How the hell are they going to work in Aquaman, Cyborg, and Flash? Because we know these characters are in this movie for sure.
Well, you see a hint of the Flash. You see,
literally,
yeah. You see a little bit of Jason Momoa holding his breath underwater.
Yeah, and then you see the birth of Cyborg.
Oh no, God! And you see Cyborg's origin.
Yeah, you see his very violent origin.
Yeah.
I thought it was actually a very smart way to incorporate those characters,
definitely,
and to show us just a little bit of them.
I was really
expands the world immediately.
Because I was really worried that Jason Momoa was just gonna like show up on a whale and just be like, "Yo, I'm here in this fight, bro."
Or it's gonna be like, I got a bone to pick with you, which is the Indian Ocean, man. Yeah, or exactly. Some shit like that, yeah.
Yeah.
And of the three videos, though, I do gotta say the Aquaman one was the least, like, thrilling one.
Well, yeah.
Because the Flash one was super cool, where he stopped the robbery real fast.
Oh, you see his green eyes, him holding his breath, his holding a trident really close for about 30 seconds too long.
Yeah, he's like floating in front of the camera, and it's like a really long shot. Like, why is the shot so long? He's not doing anything. And then it's a pullback from another camera. So, fine off. And I like the Cyborg video. I thought that was...
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
That was crazy. That was really fucking violent.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man. It's kind of
gruesome.
And then the scientist was like, oh, shit. Goes to shit off the camera. Like, this is bad. I can't be recording this. So I was like, I was actually impressed by that. And as mixed as I am on this movie, I'm still interested in a Zack Snyder Justice League movie. And I'm still interested... I am finding myself now interested in seeing movies with these characters, with a Flash movie, and I definitely want to see the Wonder Woman
movie. I don't know if I care about the Flash movie at all, or I'm going to care about the Aquaman movie at all.
That's the biggest test.
I want to see Wonder Woman, though.
Yeah. Well, I think Wonder Woman's for sure.
You know what would be awesome? If they got James Cameron to direct it.
Wonder Woman?
Aquaman.
Oh, Aquaman, yeah, that would be awesome. But but who they did get to direct it is a very interesting choice. James Wan, the fellow who did Saw and all those horror films, the Conjuring movies, as well as Fast and Furious 7. So strange.
So it's going to be an action horror movie?
Is it?
Underwater.
Those are his chops.
With Atlanteans?
Those are his chops. What tone is he going to bring to an Aquaman movie? I want to see that just because it seems so fucking strange.
Agreed.
And the Cyborg movie. They want to do that too?
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see if they can pull all this shit off. Financially, this movie's going to be okay. But critically, man, it got savage.
Well, it's because it's not that good of a movie. And as a whole, as a film, like telling a story, It is just fucking batshit crazy and all over the place.
It is all over the place. And as such, there's some, as a result, there are interesting things in it. But it's like not all of them are followed through all the way. And
man, that was weird.
Yeah. That was weird shit. So the home release, the DVD Blu-ray edition.
Uh-huh.
Director's cut.
Oh, God, how long?
30 minutes longer. That is a lot. 30 minutes? That's an entire subplot.
Act, yeah.
So, here's the thing. Is that a case of... I can think of two other movies that had a director's cut that were 30 minutes longer. Both of them benefited greatly from the extra length.
Kingdom of Heaven.
Boom. And the other one.
Turned an unwatchable movie into a fucking masterpiece.
So
a
goddamn masterpiece. Like, Fox hacked that thing up.
I cannot believe how much better that movie is.
It's amazing. And the other movie, also directed by Zack Snyder.
What, Watchmen?
Watchmen.
Yeah.
Fucking Watchmen benefits from the longer runtime and the extra stuff. So I don't know where that stuff's gonna be. Is it gonna be towards the end, in the middle? Because that first hour is like the toughest hour.
It is. And if it's even longer, I'm not going to just hurt myself.
Yeah, so what's the extra 30 minutes? Now, whatever that extra 30 minutes is enough that when they resubmitted that 3-hour cut to the MPAA, MPAA came back and said, this is now a rated R movie. And because it's called it a violence. And they said that it just pushed it just over the edge. Instead of trying to trim any of that back to make it PG-13, like, fuck it, we'll just release a R-rated Blu-ray cut. Because marketing. Because we can market that. It'll get people because
talking about it again.
Yeah, because I'm not, you know, sign of a good movie. It's like when I walked out of Mad Max, like goddamn, I don't see Mad Max again.
Yeah, I don't.
You know,
I don't need to watch this. I could watch that fight scene again.
I could watch scenes again.
Mm-hmm.
I have no desire to go back to the theater and see it again. Mm-mm, to revisit.
No
it.
Way.
But I am interested in this extended 30-minute director's cut. So whenever that comes out, I'm gonna get on that. And see what's up with it. See if it helps or hurts. Also, apparently, the Sucker Punch director's cut is like 12 minutes longer. It helps the movie a little bit. It's still a piece of shit, yeah, unfortunately.
It's still a... Yeah.
So, when it comes to director's cuts, he's one for one. Yeah. All right. Rubber match. Batman vs Superman.
Let's see.
Dawn of Justice. We'll see.
Rematch.
If it's any better, if it's any good. Maybe Batman kills him in the second one. And he dies again. How many times? The nuke almost kills him. I don't like how they did use the nuke thing, and he's floating around in space, and he's all fucked up,
irradiated.
Yeah, all irradiated. That
was cool.
That's definite homage, definitely pull from the Dark Knight Returns, Frank Miller's Dark Knight Returns.
Mm-hmm.
And did you see? Speaking of Watchmen, did you see the Watchmen reference?
I mean, I probably saw it, whether I recognized it or not.
When Batman has Superman over his shoulder and he's getting ready like to throw him down the building and the fucked up building with all the graffiti, when he's walking by in the foreground on the right. It's on a wall that's coming out of frame,
mm-hmm.
and it's the Who Watches the Watchmen in Latin.
Quo
custodius suit custodio, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Who Watches the Watchmen in Latin.
Nice.
And I was like, ha
ha. He's like,
You got it. And it's still applicable.
Well, I mean, a lot of that, this movie pulled a lot of, from a lot of comic book resources.
It did. Plus, I read
a lot of the Dark Knight Returns.
You mentioned Red Sun.
Yeah.
And what was the other one?
Speeding Bullets.
And, it was pulling from a lot of shit. Which might have been part of the problem.
Probably. Maybe.
You know, they have a whole bunch of different great stories. And instead of telling one of those stories, they told bits and pieces of all of them.
Yeah.
And mashed them together.
Yeah, they did.
They should have picked one.
Yeah. And Death of Superman. Seriously?
Yeah. I wouldn't have gone with Doomsday. I wouldn't have gone with Death of Superman. I understand that they need something to unite them, and they need something like strong and crazy, and I don't want to see Lex Luthor in like a mech suit or anything.
No.
So they need something. Too early for Brainiac. They're obviously building up to Darkseid. What, Mixoplex? I don't know who's going to be the bad guy to bring them together. We have to figure out how to get him to say his name backwards.
Exactly. And that doesn't really work.
Yeah, so I get... That's a problem with Superman. Batman's got a rogues gallery. Like, he's...
Oh, yeah.
His villains are amazing. I would say, underneath him, Spider-Man's got some really good villains.
Well, yeah, the Sinister Six.
Yeah. I mean, they even got together and put a name together and shit. Superman's villains are like, man... Who are his bad guys outside of Lex Luthor?
I mean...
Whoever Lex Luthor could conjure up.
I was about to say, that... humans can fight? Not very many. I mean, Superman goes out, you know, and destroys... He goes for the heavy hitters.
Yeah.
The dark sides.
But there's only one dark side. I know. So, yeah. He needs better villains. It's tough. It's tough with a Superman. It's tough to give him a good foe.
Yeah.
But, anyway.
They keep trying.
Yeah, so this movie is like... On a 1 to 10 scale, where would you put it?
I mean, I give it an A for effort.
Okay.
But
on 1 to 10, you give it an A. Okay.
But when it comes down to it, I'm going to probably put it around like the 5 or 6 level.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Somewhere around there. Right in the middle. Mm-hmm. Those are the things I enjoyed about it. The things I liked about it, for
there
sure.
There are things that I really didn't like about it as well.
And there was some head-scratching stuff.
And that's like I said, this isn't a movie that I'm... At any point in time, I'm going to be rushing out to see again.
Yeah, yeah. That's a big indicator right there. How rewatchable is it? I don't feel like I'm wanting
yeah,
to
no.
go back to it.
Yeah, no. I mean, good Lord. If Mad Max was on right now, if you told me Mad Max was on HBO starting in 10 minutes, I'd be like, well, in 10 minutes, I'll tell you what we're doing.
We're going to go watch Mad Max here. The shot where... So he's in the hearing... And Scoot McNairy's wheelchair that Lex gave him blew up.
Uh-huh. It explodes.
And it explodes.
And he's just standing there like with a shameful look on his face like, fuck, they're all dead.
Yeah, the shot where it's pushing in the fire and then you just see him standing. He hasn't moved an inch. He's in the exact same
spot.
Yeah,
he's like, fuck, they're all dead.
Everything around him is on fire and burning and he's...
Just, not even a hair singed.
He's totally fine. And he just looks sad. That made me laugh. I was like, I didn't want to laugh out loud. I was like, this is supposed to be a serious moment, but I was like, oh my God, that is a hysterical shot. Like, they meant it to be serious and heavy, and it came across as goofy. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, I couldn't stop. I didn't stop it. Why did they keep cutting back to the Daily Planet? Do they really need to show Perry White and that
Lawrence Fishburne needed a paycheck?
He doesn't need a paycheck. I guess he needs a paycheck, but do they need to be the ones paying him? Because he's in the office, and then it's the girl who I don't know why she's in these fucking movies. No. She's in both of them,
yeah,
and she has like dialogue and stuff.
I know, right?
She's like Zack Snyder's cousin or something. They keep cutting back to him. To the office, like, what's going on? Power surges and all this and that. They're just exposition. They have nothing to do with nothing, and they kept going back to them.
Lois Lane was there a couple times. She was kind of important.
Yeah, I mean, they have to make Lois important. She's Lois Lane. They should have given her more to do. I want a Lois Lane movie.
No, you don't. You don't want a Lois Lane movie.
No, I don't. I just want more Amy Adams in the bathtub. Because that was cool.
I thought I almost saw a nipple.
I definitely saw, like, the floaty top boob. I didn't see any nipples, though.
Almost.
Really? Almost? You think almost. So? I think you hallucinated the nipple.
I probably did.
Probably. That's how badly you wanted to see Amy Adams' nipple. And then once you see it, like, it's just a nipple.
It's just a nipple.
Damn it. There goes the allure.
Yep.
No, it's just another tit.
Damn it. Until then, it's one you haven't seen.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's always going through our minds, no matter what situation the situation is. What do they look like? What's going on under there? Are they the same size? Is there a discernible difference? Does one of them lilt to the left?
How did we get to this subject?
You brought it up. That's probably accurate. I'm not going to rewind to find out, though. Anything you want to add? Anything we missed?
Fight scenes were cool.
Yeah.
Beads were cool. Pearls breaking.
Yeah.
Superman died.
But he's not really, because we know he's going to come back. Because it's Superman. It's a Superman movie.
Yeah. The dream sequences were weird.
Very weird.
Totally unnecessary.
What was the one where he is in the tomb and like a bat thing comes out at him? That bat creature thing?
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
That was weird too. I forgot about that. Yeah. It didn't make any sense.
It's like bat guy. Bat monster.
Nah.
He's trying to kill
me. He bit
me. Yeah.
It's and like, now I'm waking up next to this probably a very attractive model
next
woman.
Next to, yeah, a random girl. It's like, oh, my Playboy lifestyle has leaked over into my real life. Woe is me. Man, I can't wait for a Lego Batman movie.
Oh, I want to see that Lego Batman movie so bad.
When I saw the trailer, I was like, I want to see this movie now.
I do. I would have rather seen that movie now.
Yeah, if you gave me the option, unfortunately, yeah. I think I would have said Lego Batman mm-hmm. movie.
Definitely. Because the second I saw Lego Batman in the Lego movie, I was like, oh, he totally needs his own movie.
Yeah.
And now he's got it. And it's going to be good.
It's pretty amazing. I guess that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, shit, that was That was a long wait for that movie, man. It was in production for so long.
And
they gave it extra time, too. They didn't really rush it.
Just like I figured, it was a hot mess, Chris.
It was a hot fucking mess. What did you guys think of the Batman v Superman : Dawn of Just Ice movie? Email us, cinemacrespodiso@gmail.com, and let us know. We'll read your reviews in the next episode of our show. Where can people find you online, Jer?
At antihero419, all over the interwebs.
And you can hit me up on Twitter at I am Chris Crespo. If you're not on Twitter, you can Facebook me. You can find me on Facebook. I'll friend you. It's cool, man. Or just find me on the street and say what's up. All right. So we are out of here, guys, and we'll be back soon with stuff.